Okay. Okay, we're continuing Derech Hashem, and we are Chelek Dalet. We've been learning, and now we're up to Perek Dalet. Perek Dalet happens to be actually a very long Perek. It might be the longest Perek in this Chelek. And the title of the Perek is, well, I guess I have two different titles there. What does your title say? Kriyashma Utfila is how I have it here as well in mine. In this one, they have Kriyashma Uverchaisel. Because the truth is, this parak actually only talks about Kriyashma, even though, as we'll see in the first paragraph, he says Kriyashma and Tfila, but Tfila is really going to be the next parak. So probably why, but Kriyashma Utfila? Because this is the preface for this parak and the next parak. And that's why maybe in this version they changed it. I don't know who made the titles exactly. So he says like this, the Ramchal. There are two services that we are obligated, Hashem placed upon us to serve Him every single day. And that is Kriyashma and Tfila. Uvizman Beis Hamikdash, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, Hatmidim v'hamusafim, there were also the Karbonos Tmidim, and the Karbonos Musaf, which is not every single day, Karbon Musaf, but on the days that it applies. And now we're going to explain what are these mitzvahs, what's the understanding of these mitzvahs. And Ho'achas Hinehi Kriyashma, the first one is Kriyashma, and like I'm saying, that this parak is going to talk all about Kriyashma. Parak Hei will be about Tefillah. The inyana Yichuda Yisbarach veKabbalas Omachusay. What is Kriyashma? Kriyashma consists of Yichuda Yisbarach, the oneness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and Kabbalas Omachusay, accepting the yoke of His kingship, and they really go hand in hand, because when a person is makir, understands and recognizes Yichudai, the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what really, at least the beginning of the parak is going to devote itself to understand what does it mean, Yichudai, what is Hashem Echad? And we talked last week, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, last year, by the Sheish Zechirais, the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiais, the six constant mitzvahs we had in the last parak, we talked about that, Ava, and Yira, and Emuna, at the end of the parak, the Ramchal brought in Emuna and Yichudai. And so there's Emuna is Anoichi Hashem Likecha, and Lo Yiyah Lecha Elohim Acherim. And then there's Yichudai, which is Hashem Echad. Someone got to ask me at the end of last week's shir, or after the shir, what's the difference between Emuna, Anoichi Hashem Likecha, and Yichudai, and Hashem Echad? Each one seems to be a distinct mitzvah. And I tell them that's going to be the next perek to understand what does it mean, Hashem Echad? What does it mean, Hashem's oneness? But once you're makir that there's nothing else in this world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the taitzah of that is that then you accept His kingship on you. In other words, if you understand that there's nothing else but Hashem, so the taitzah of that is to be mekabel, mekabel omachus shamayim, be mekabel omachus shamayim. So that is what the general idea of what Kriyashma is all about. V'ha inyan. And says the Ramcha, what does this mean? Ki ha-boyri yisbarach shemai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, himtzi v'rtzoinoi nimtzoim shoinim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, he created, himtzi, he brought to the world, v'rtzoinoi, through his will, nimtzoim shoinim. All different types of things. What does it mean, all different types of things, of creations? There's Elyoinim v'tachtoinim. There are things that are in the upper worlds, and things that are in the lower world, our world. There are Ruchanim, there are spiritual things. There's Gashmiim, there's physical things. So there's all different types of creations in this world that we call the world, which is not just our physical world. It's referring even to the Olam HaRuchani, all the spiritual worlds. V'sidram mistarim shainim, and the whole beginning of Sefer Derech Hashem describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this world in an order. There's a system to the world. And everything has a Seder to it. There's a special Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up for all different types of things. Each thing that he created has a certain system to it in how it operates and where it could operate and what it could do. V'nasan b'choy kolech mehem. And then Hashem placed in each one's nature lifal pu'ulois, that it is able to perform different functions, velasis maisim, and to do actions, to perform actions, lizgalgul begigulim uvesivuvim rabim, and they are able to undergo different types of developments and different types of cycles, uvidrachim shainim, and all different types of diverse ways. According to the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated to each one of these things, what its power is. So you have the sun has its power, and it has what it's able to do, and the moon has what it's able to do, and Malachi Chesed have what they could do, and Malachi Din have what they could do, and so on and so forth. Every single thing in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it with a function, and there's a system to it, and what it could do, and what it can't do, and how it works. However, even though he created all these things, V'amnam, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sole source and cause for each and every one of these things. What does that mean? The inyans that move on b'shtei b'chinas. To understand that, there are two perspectives that you could understand this from. Number one, b'v'chinas hametzius. One perspective is from the perspective of the existence of that thing, as we'll explain in a moment. And then from the perspective of the performance of what that thing of what that thing is doing. So what does that mean? He's going to explain. What does it mean from the perspective of the existence of that thing? He says, we already explained in the first chalik. Eich kol hamitzi uyois kulam tluyim bo yisborach. How everything that exists are dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nimshachim meritzoynoi. Not only are they dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, they are nimshach, they emanate meritzoynoi from His will. Meaning their entire existence is only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to exist. Because He wants them to exist. And that's the difference between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and anything that He created. Why? Shehu mitzius muchrach mitzad atzmoi uvilti nitzla bizulasei. The words muchrach mitzad atzmoi or mitzius muchrach mitzad atzmoi, the way he translates here, is an intrinsically absolute requirement, not dependent upon anything else. Meaning that it's not caused by something else. Hashem wasn't created by something else. Hashem is the Metzius Himself. There is something that is an absolute. An absolute means it always existed, and it will always continue to exist, and it's just here. Now, the whole idea is really only words that we could say because we can't comprehend it. Because a human being can't comprehend that. We are a creation that lives in things. The only way we comprehend things are that they have limits to them. They have boundaries to them. That's how we see things. Whatever the boundary is, we are limited in our power, limited in what we could do. The world in our mind is limited. The fact that the world is infinite, that means to say you could take a spaceship and travel forever, is not something humanly comprehensible. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? How is that possible? There's got to be an end to it somewhere. A human mind, there's a gvul to everything. That's the Matthias. And the Rambam says this. If we would understand it, we would be him. We can't understand it because we're not him. Because we are a creation. So we're able to say the words that the world is infinite. It's like you could go la'olam vod. Take your spaceship. What does it mean, go la'olam vod? Well, what does that mean? There's got to be an end. There's got to be an end to it. Where's the end to it? we could say the words, but if you think about it for a while, it doesn't really, it's very hard for us, if at all, to comprehend such a thing. So same thing with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. For us to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a muchrach, he is an absolute requirement. That means to say, before anything existed, he was here. And after anything will ever exist, he will continue to be here. Again, it's something that's very hard for us to understand. Was there a beginning? No, there was no beginning. Just like it's very hard to understand that there's no end to the world. It's infinite. What was it? Because we are, by definition, created in that way that there's limits to everything. And therefore, in our understanding, what we could relate to, we can't think beyond anything that we could that we could relate to. And everything we relate to has a beginning and an end to it. It might be a million, billion years, but there's a beginning and an end to it. Even if the world is a billion years old, but there was a beginning somewhere, right? But the idea of there was no beginning and there is no end is something that's really very hard for us to understand, because we live in a world of time and space, and that's how we live. And time and space has limits to it. But that's the aside of, we have to believe and know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not totally in anything else, and he is an absolute.
But this world is infinite, or Olam Haba is infinite?
Even this way, they say if you go out into space, you could go, you'll go forever. It doesn't end. Doesn't end. What does it mean, doesn't end?
This world doesn't end?
This world, yeah. Doesn't end.
Don't try. I'm not going.
Billions of light years. You could travel and travel and travel and travel, and you'll still continue going. La'ilam vod. They say it themselves. Yeah, they say it themselves. Naniach, it's true. Kobe it is, right? I don't know. We can't even comprehend what those words mean. There's got to be an edge that you're going to fall off. Right? What's going to happen? You got to get to the end somewhere. They say either you fall off or you got to turn around. We don't understand such a thing.
In the beginning too.
In the beginning as well. Right. Okay. Ach kol shor ha-metzius ein la-metzius ha-lemitzad mashu yisbarach shmai rotzo behem o mekai me bertayna. But that's the Rabbeinu Shalom. Anything else that exists in this world does not have any existence other than the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo behem, that means he wanted them in the past and he created them, o mekai me bertayna. And even in the present, he is giving them their kiyum. Hashem didn't just create something and once it's created, it stays in existence. The fact that it's in existence is because every second HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously being Mekayim, maintaining it, and it's Birtzayna. There's nothing that's on autopilot. Hashem didn't create this. You know, we create a table. You build a table. The table remains. You leave. The table's still here. It's not like that with the Rabbeinu Shalom. If something's in its existence, it means to say, because at this moment, Hashem wants it, that's Mechadesh B'tuvay B'chol Yoyim Tamid. It's constantly recreating everything. That's really the, there's a Beis Halevi who talks about, that's the inyan of Shabbos, in Parashas Bereishis. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shavas? He rested. He says, the 6 days, there were constantly new creations, brand new things. On Shabbos, what happened was, the world, Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is recreating it every single moment. But there's nothing new. In other words, it's like copy and paste. It's the same thing. Hashem is recreating the same world over and over and over again as it continues. That's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not down on a lawn chair somewhere and taking a rest Shabbos afternoon because there's nothing to do. The pshat is that there was no brand new creations. The world was finished at the end of 6 days. Now what's happening is that same world is constantly being recreated, mechadesh b'chol yom tamid. That's the inyan of Shabbos, says the Beis Halevi. And that's what's happening here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metziah. So like, he's the power source. He's the power source that is the source. In other words, no one's feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the power source. His power goes out and creates and is Mekayim constantly. Now for a moment, he decides to shut off the power source. All those things that were shut off just are in oblivion. They're gone. They don't exist anymore. It's not the pshat. They need his ratzon to be in existence. So that's bevechinas hametzius. That means to say everything in existence is dependent on one thing alone. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of the picture, that thing does not exist anymore. That's what it means, yichudai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we started off, Hashoyrish v'hasiba hayechidus l'gulam. He is the root and the cause of everything. That means to say he created everything and he continues to be mekayim everything. That's, he's the one source. Nothing else. None of them have their own power to exist.
Has there been a case that something was out of the metzias because the Rebbe decided no more?
What do you mean? If he,
you want to say this chair,
it just disappeared? No, but well, what a Kosh Baruch Hu do is, what he'll do is he'll make it that he'll pull out its chias. He'll do it in a slower way. He wants a tree to die. He'll pull out the chias from the tree slowly but surely. It'll die and it'll disintegrate. And you know, everything has its way of dying, right? That's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system. Do I know of a case where he ever said, you know, just, and it disappeared? Basically, I don't think it ever happened. Because that's, technically it could happen. Correct. And that's really, there's another Beis Halevi in, remember it's the same Beis Halevi, Taka. So it's that same Beis Halevi in Parshas Bereishis, Hishtelsu Kriyas Yamsuf. Hishtelsu Kriyas Yamsuf. And he talks about that there's a concept of, there's different types of yiras. There's yiras ha'inesh, and there's yiras ha'raimimus, as we talked about last week. And then he says there's a yira mitoich tuvai, which means to say as follows. It says that when, you know, we think it's a given that if we walk on dry land, just because we took one step, the next step we're going to take, we're going to hit dry land, and we're going to be able to continue to go. But it's really not true. Because if the Rabbanu Shem at that moment, like you're saying, decides that he doesn't want there to be land in front of you, it's not going to happen. You'll walk and you'll go into air. It won't exist. But the teretz is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tuvoi, his goodness, is recreating the world. So what happens? That should give us a yira. In other words, there should be some type of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a year of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's doing so much good for us. There's so much good that he's doing. What's the good? That's every step of the way. He says, by Kriyas Yamsuf, there's different midrashim, but the way the Beis Halevi says it happened, that when they took their first step and they put their foot down, that place turned dry. The next place was still wet. Till they took their next step. And they were able to see, b'metzius, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was turning the wet into dry land. That was the yira that they reached at that time. He says, for example, if a person's drowning, chas v'shalom, and someone reaches out to grab them, right? To grab them, to save them. So you're filled with such hakaras hatayiv to that person for saving your life. But at the same time, there's a fear that he shouldn't lose his grip and let go. So because you're so full of hakaras hatayiv for him, for the good he's done to you, there's a yira that he shouldn't stop doing it. So what do? You grab on tighter. See, that's the same thing. When we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tuvah is constantly recreating this world and giving us everything that we need, so there should be this yira that he shouldn't stop doing it. And you'll want him to continue to do it. And that's this idea, like you're saying, do we know if it ever happened? No, but it could happen at any moment. And we have to believe and understand that. We
and
just get used to it.
Is there a separate tivuim for each nivra, or it's the whole world?
Basically, I don't know. Each one has its own kayak. Its own kayak. Every little atom and molecule has its own kayak. Problem is, we get used to it, so we think it's a given. You get off the water, you're on dry land, you're safe. Why is the next step on dry land not an ocean? Because Rabbi Hashem doesn't want it to be. Okay, so that's the mitzias. Hashem is the power source. Ubevichinas hapa'ulahu. Now, when it comes to the performance of the things, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yachid. Sha'afal pi shenitam b'chukam shel hanivroim. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the nature of all creations, lishloit b'inyonim ma'shiyicholtam ha'kefes. They have a certain rulership over whatever they encompass and whatever they're here for, whatever their job is. Upayalim pula is gedoilus. And it's possible they do big, big things. Kol echor kifi mashe b'chayk pulasay. Whatever the function of this thing is, it could be doing unbelievable things. Malachim could be performing things. The sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, everything. They could be doing major things. But hinei be'emes ein behem kayach v'lo shlita. The truth is, they have no power at all. And they have no control. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. Shehu ha'adainu amiti, he is the true master. Hashalit, he is the ruler. V'chal yachal, he's able to do everything. V'chal ma, shehem poilim, and anything that they actually do, so it's not just their existence. Their existence is totally because Hashem wanted it and continues to want it to happen. Anything that they're able to do, they're just a conduit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan invested that power in that thing, v'noisein, and constantly gives them the kayach to be able to do it. So the sun shining is not a given. The its existence of the sun is because Hashem wants it to exist at this moment, and the fact that it could give light, and it could give heat, and it could orbit, all whatever it does to make sure, all going, everything that happens to it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment is powering it to happen. V'hu adin aleihem, he's the master. L'hoisif v'ligroya kirtzoinai, b'chol eis u'v'chol shah. He could add to its power, he could decrease from its power at any given moment. Did he or didn't he? Maybe it depends on the situation, right? You could have, you could have an ocean that's so calm and quiet, and one day it turns into a tsunami, right? So it doesn't every day have the power to wash away, miles of land, but he was moisif in its kayak.
This is people also, or just sun, moon, ocean?
We're going to get to people. We're going to get to people not today. We'll get to people next time. But it's in people as well. So he says, he brings down over here, Rav Chaim Friedland, and he writes, he says, one of the mistakes in Hakaras HaYichud is that people think that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kayach to the Nivraim, they have a kayach to do whatever they want. And that was the original Ovdei Avodah Zarah, who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he said once he invested the power in the sun, now the sun could choose to on whom it's going to shine. So we might as well, lick it up a bissel and give a carbon to the sun to be able to serve it. And that is not Yichudai. That's where the difference is. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem created the world. Everybody, that's Emunah on Hashem that He created the world. Yichudai means that nothing else has any power at all. And he says a very interesting thing, and we'll end with that. You find the Lashon in the Gemara, when a person has done something like by Acher, or certain people, they went into Shemayim, and they were Kaifer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in certain things. The Lashon in the Gemara is they were Kaitzetz Netiyos. They cut off saplings. And you have to, what does that mean? They were Kaitzetz Netiyos. So Zokter B'chaim Friedlander, Kaitzetz Netiyos means that really everything has a root in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the source. If you say something has its own power, what are you saying really? Doesn't need the source. That's like cutting off the source of the plants and saying that it doesn't need its source. And that's a mistake. And that's the mistake that Acher made, because Acher saw one of the Matatra and whatever, that thing over the Malach, he thought it had his own power, so he was Kaitzis Netiyas. That's the Lashon Kaitzis Netiyas. A Netiyah needs its source. If you're Kaitzis, and you say it doesn't need it, it has its own power. So by not understanding what Yichud means, that is not understanding that nothing has any power without the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly at that moment giving it, and we'll continue next week, Be'ezus Hashem.